fuck this, whatever happens, this is the intro. Because this is the 50th take. But hello and welcome to the Couch Couch podcast. Please go and follow us on Instagram with our app below. I'm Steve, a.k.a. Philly.
I'm Ben, a.k.a. Beej. Thanks for all your watches and all your comments on YouTube. And here we go.
Sorry for that intro. Oh dear.
Not bad.
But it's been a while. We've tried to record this too many times.
Fourth, this?
Probably.
Been a lot of to and fro.
Yeah, but it's going to be worth it. It's a big one.
Yeah, it is.
We're going hard.
Going hard, and it's one of my favourite subjects.
Star Wars. Yes. There's a lot of Star Wars based in there, yeah. Primarily in our unpopular opinions round.
And my quizzes.
And your quiz is Star Wars based. Yeah. I'm just trying to think if one of the Chris's has been in Star Wars.
Yes.
Which one?
You will find out later.
Oh, tease there for our new game.
I honestly don't. That is I'm going to go for a punt, but if I can connect them.
Yep.
I will do.
Okay, that's in game, tame, or lame. And we're doing Hollywood Chris's.
Pines in Star Trek.
Just wait for it. Sorry. I'm going to figure it out as we go along as well. Okay. Got a little bit of news. What we've been watching to see if we are binning or banking. Mm-hmm. We've got the cinema tickets. I went to see one film in the cinema. We went to see one film together.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy and The Phantom Menace. But lots has happened since, so I don't want to rush through. We're going to have to sacrifice some news.
Yeah.
But it can breach it in other things. So, and then we've got your quiz to end on, like you said, on Star Wars as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sounds good.
Well, yeah, I've got a quiz and I've done the Chris's.
Yeah, we just said
that. What I'm saying is they are mainly in... social media and what are they? Social,
you mean like fucking
entertainment? They're in entertainment, sorry.
Yeah, social media. So it's not just Hollywood,
yeah.
It is Hollywood,
you'll know though.
Okay,
sweet,
right. Talk up a bit now. I feel like you're quiet. That's one of the things we do. Thank you as well for telling us everything like that you're thinking. We've tried to adjust the video, the lighting, we've got a new light. Obviously, that poster's going to come down because it's just glaring like mad, but I think that's the lampshade issue.
Yeah.
So we've still got a few bits to figure out.
Yeah.
But hopefully it sounds a lot better than last week's, so we knew it echoed, and that was because of the two mics, so we've dropped one as well. So with the news, I guess one of the sad things is that Bernard Hills passed away.
Yeah. I was
Bernard?
I think it's Bernard Hill, yeah. I was really shocked because he's been doing loads of cons and stuff.
And he was meant to be at Comic Con Liverpool that weekend when he passed.
Yeah.
So unfortunately.
And then you say he pulled out.
He pulled out, yeah.
Of a previous one saying his wife was unwell.
I can't remember. He's pulled out of a few. We're not going to get into the whole Comic Con debate and stuff at the minute and what's going on in that scene because that's nothing to do with us. We've obviously volunteered him and we've liked him, we? And it would have been nice for him to see him there because of all the Lord of the Rings guests at that Liverpool Comic Con.
Yeah,
that would
have been cool. Yeah, been a real cool picture.
We'll have to try and get to one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, cool. I'll try and volunteer on one again. So yeah, sad to hear his passing. I think he was 79. I don't know if they've released the cause of death yet.
No, I'm not sure. But
like, you know, we don't need to know that detail. Just sad that he's passed. But then
yeah, I was gutted. Really. I just shocked on that one.
But more Lord of the Rings news is they bring out new films.
Yeah, very exciting. You sent me the link a couple of days ago, so, I believe.
I think it was it this morning.
Wasn't this morning? I was very excited.
Big news. It was yesterday afternoon. New Lord of the Rings films in development for 2026 with Peter Jackson involved.
It's something to do with The Chase of Gollum.
And it will be titled The Hunt for Gollum.
The Hunt for Gollum, yeah.
And it's set to be directed by
Andy Serkis.
Who did do Venom 2, which was a bit shit.
Oh, no. If it's so, what is it going to be?
They don't know. They don't know when the time's going to be set or nothing yet. They've not announced anything like that.
You mean
so could it be pre-Lord of Rings, pre-Hobbit? That's what everyone's saying.
Oh, it could be a completely fresh story that supposedly happened from him finding the ring to... You're going to know the outcome. He's going to survive.
Yeah, I do hate that when it's prequels. If they did it as a sequel series, well, they can't because he's dead.
Wow.
He survives.
Yeah, there's not many people that survive the old lava.
No.
Not Gollum in particular.
But I think
something new though. I'm looking forward to the cartoon. The Rogue.
Yeah, that's coming out this year.
I'm really excited for that. Because I do like a cartoon at the minute. I like a cartoon.
Yeah. When's that? Sorry, I was just checking the time. I was just thinking, like,
time flies when you're having.
Because are we talking about what?
Oh, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah, Phantom Menace. I'm supposed to talk
about Lord of the Rings forever. Went to New Zealand.
So we're going to talk about them, and then we're going to bank or bin.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about New Zealand again. You've been on holiday. Ben Ridgway, friend of the podcast, has done us another little clip for that, so we can play that before we reveal our decision.
Okay,
so we'll go the one first that we both went to see, The Phantom Menace, 25 years. Did it?
A lot of nostalgia.
A lot of nostalgia.
Made me feel old, legitimately, because I remember watching that when I was 8, and my uncle took me, and they brought me a Darth Maul figure afterwards, and it was the coolest Darth Maul figure I've ever seen, because... You know what? They can't do real human faces, but with Darth Maul, obviously, it just looked insane with the spikes in his head and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just the best figure I had when I was younger that was like a bad guy.
I've still got a spoon that came with a cereal
in my drawer.
And Logan uses it now. It's a lightsaber spoon.
Nice.
The spoon end is red, and Darth Maul's face like in the plastic.
Cool, that's cool.
So, yeah, a lot of nostalgia. Look, we know Jar Jar's shit.
So I did read your review of it, and I was pretty much a similar. That's why I didn't have a good comment. I was just so similar to what you said.
Yeah, so I said
the Jar Jar. When I was younger, I just didn't notice him as much. I never liked him, but I never didn't like not like him. I just thought he's a little bit of comic relief. Even as a child, you'd be like, you can tell like he's just not there for.
Yeah.
Anything other than that.
And in my review, I criticised the fact that I mean it's 25 years on now, so it's going to always look dated. Was that the main issue? Wasn't actually even Jar Jar. It was the fact that there was so much emphasis on CGI in that movie. You think back to the originals, you had Chewbacca, who was a Wookiee in a suit. Yeah. If Jar Jar had been that kind of character where it was physical,
you might have liked him,
you might have liked him more. And I think we didn't get the best version of Phantom Menace, like look wise, they shown in the cinema.
No, it didn't feel very sharp, did it? It did feel rough. Like an original one,
Yeah, and it might have been. I don't know if it was the original.
No, I just meant him as a character.
But it wasn't the original thing, because in the original version of the Phantom Menace, Yoda is a puppet.
Okay.
But in this one we watched was CGI.
Because
they CGI'd him for episode 2 and 3, didn't they? So obviously they went, shit, we need battles. We can't do it with a puppet because it'll look stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had CGI him. And I prefer Puppet Yoda.
Yeah.
It's a big thing that annoys me about episode 2 and 3.
Yeah, Puppet Yoda's a genie.
Yeah, so you've got to keep that.
But I did like it. I really liked it.
Mate, the two scenes, though, were so good to see in the cinema. Pod racing and the final battle. Just incredible.
Yeah, incredible. Literally so good again. And that was proper nostalgia for me. That's one of the most remembered films I've
seen. And it's quite nice to look back and reflect on this, because a lot of the unpopular opinions coming up, there's a whole Star Wars section as well.
Yeah.
But I think it gets a lot of hate and it doesn't deserve it as much as it does. It's not a phenomenal film.
So I remember watching it thinking, and I don't know if it's just because it was in the cinema, but watching it, because I've not watched it for probably 5-6 years, and actually really getting into the story and then listening to the trade laws and what it's all about, and just being like, I get why people take the piss now. Because I've always just blurred it out and ignored it.
You don't remember.
No, and then literally I was just going, oh, it's literally them going, we'll just push boundaries. And it's just, and it goes into all out war. And then, so I was just a bit like, I do get that it's a bit weak.
But it's just.
As a kid, I just think the, like you say, the.
It added
Liam Neeson, Ewan McGregor.
Mm.
And some very talented.
I added a comedy element to it as well when I rewatched it. Just try and keep count of how many times Padme shouted and Queen Armadillo, when she was Queen Armadillo, changes outfit.
Oh, really?
It's every scene. There's one bit she's looking out at like the trade. Is it the Trade Federation that send the droids down?
Yeah.
And they're coming on the palace. She's in an outfit. By the time she's outside greeting them, she's in a different fucking outfit.
Oh, really?
With like loads of makeup on. So it's like, that's not a 5-minute job.
Yeah.
Have you, like, they've got the balls to come up and go, we're invading, but you've gone, I'm changing outfit.
The kids acting did my head in a bit.
Oh, no, you see, I didn't think he was as bad as I remember.
He was worse than I remember. It was a bit too stage me, and I feel like, oh, I didn't. But he's also a young kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I just felt sometimes it was quite stale, and I was just a bit like,
"Yeah." But I still think.
What's he do now?
I think he's done a few bits, not a lot. But
I can't remember which one he is. If he's that.
He's one of the kids that's in something else, 100%.
Oh, is he?
Like, he's not the kid that was in Big Daddy, but he's in that kind
AI
of
AI or something like that.
No, he weren't the AI kid. That was the same kid that was in The Sixth Sense, I think.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
So, but anyway, I give it a 7 out of 10 on Instagram.
Okay. Jingle All the Way.
Yes, it is. Is it?
No. Yes.
It's Summit.
It's something to Summit. Do with his mum.
Summit. But
Home Alone 4?
I hope that.
I'm thinking about Young Blonde Boys. I need to stop.
Yeah. Right, so we'll come on and we'll do them both at the end. I'll have a quick talk about The Fall Guy because you haven't seen it. And then we'll choose if that's going in the bin or a bank.
Yeah, I'll try.
So The Fall Guy, in comparison, I gave a 6. So people are going to be screaming. You give The Fall Guy 6 out of 10. But you give Episode 1 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, stand by it.
Okay. So it was... You said it was a pretty solid film.
Just solid. It's great. I'll tell you what it would be. It's a great date night movie. Mm. It's something both of you can enjoy.
I've never been more
single. I know, yeah.
Cheers. I go on dates with you to watch Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fair play though.
So, it feels like that kind of movie. It's not as good as people are making out. It is an amazing film based around the stunt industry and highlights them because they obviously, like, there's even a line in it where it goes, someone goes to him like, oh, did you get Oscars for stunts? And yeah. Like Ryan Gosling's character goes, no.
Well, yeah.
Because everyone's obviously saying they should, and they rightly so
deserve
a stunt Oscar, 100%.
100%.
Especially
yeah.
with what they're doing with the Mission Impossible films and that. And,
yeah.
And obviously,
yeah, but then Tom Cruise just won it.
Yeah, but The Fall Guy would be up there because they broke a world record for this film.
What, for the amount of stunts and stuff?
But for cannon rolls in a car, so after you've flipped it, so like it's tumbling, 8.5.
That's grim.
So yeah, they broke that. So that's really cool. And actually, one of the best aspects of the movie was when the credits were rolling. It had like the actual stunt people doing all the stunts of that film.
Oh really?
So that was really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, cool.
But the main problem is it's got this big twist about the villain, and it's like, well, there's no one else in the movie, so we know who it is.
Emily Blunt. Yeah.
Emily Blunt. Yeah, that would be a sick twist, but no.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
No. And fuck. Goodness sake, right, if I was made for loving you, baby, by Kiss one more time, I'm going to hunt Ryan Gosling down and murder him.
Because of him in that?
They play it so many times through that film. There's even, like, different versions. There's, like, no other soundtrack.
Like acoustic versions. And
yeah, then. But there's no other soundtrack. No,
I love the song, though.
And I do as well, but I don't now. Like, that film made me hate it. But it didn't help that someone at work... Emily at work bloody was singing it in the office the day before I went to see it. She hadn't seen it, she was just singing that song, and then I saw it and I was like, I fucking shoot myself, it's stuck in my head.
Nice.
So I would have liked a bigger soundtrack. So the big decision time. Bin or bank? Phantom Menace.
Do you want me to say what I went to watch or not? Because it wasn't the cinema.
No, that's afterwards.
Okay.
So this is the bin and bank episode one. We
Fall Guy, I'm not having a 6 go in there. The way you've talked about it,
this is the problem, right? Because we can't put everything up there, can we? So I put Abigail in there. That's a 7.
Not for me.
Phantom Menace is a 7. You ain't watched Abigail, have you?
I know, but it sounds terrible.
The Fall Guy, I've given a 6. Where are we putting the margin? It's 6 above.
Mine would be 7. Mine would be 7.
I think
in a
7. It's got to be.
Yeah, I don't think Fall Guy makes it.
I think it's a side job.
I'm going to watch it though, and if I come back and I watch it and
say, and you prefer the other, I'll leave that there,
and
so we can contest.
And I'll
if
keep
it
my
should go in.
I'll keep my
yeah, I like that.
A gentleman's agreement. Huzzah!
But episode one going in.
Okay.
Go be that. Honest. Stop it in top. Oh, you got a bad knee.
No.
What?
I don't know. It depends how high we're setting the standards. Because it is only a 7. And that's only... That's getting 1 or 2 points for nostalgia.
Yeah, but Abigail's a 7 as well.
Abigail needs to come out. I'll smash it. Abigail needs to come out then. She's getting slapped on there.
You need to just start watching stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you've had a whole week to do
Fall Guy. Okay, I'll watch Fall Guy.
That's not Fall Guy, that's episode one. Episode one is in. Fall Guy is on the side.
That's disastrous. For me, I'd only have 2 ticket stubs in there. Titanic.
Don't like being there. So, yeah.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
There is another bit of big news we didn't mention.
Mm-hmm.
Martha's been on Piers Morgan.
Oh yeah, is that officially out yet?
Yeah, I watched a bit of it.
Any good?
Watched, right.
Does it make him look bad or?
She doesn't seem deranged. She's clearly clever. She says he's lying about everything and it was all him, basically. Saying that he has to sleep with her.
So cool. If that's the case. As in, not like in a really weird way. This turns out to be some massive weird
I don't know,
story.
Loads of people on the internet are campaigning to do like a Martha show and do her point of view.
Oh my god.
That'd be
the worst thing is you'd watch it. I'd watch it.
So Baby Reindeer obviously is the big talk of the town.
Mm.
I mean,
I've not mentioned that since. I know you've finally watched
No, I finally finished it. We mentioned it briefly that I'd got up to. I hadn't even seen episode 4.
Yeah.
When last recorded.
Yeah, and that's when it gets a bit dark.
That's very dark. Yeah.
Mm.
I thought I didn't. I don't know how I feel about the last episode, but it's a real life story, so you can't really.
It gets a bit messed up, really.
It was the bit where he goes back and visits the producer.
I
didn't know how to handle that. Maybe he did. I don't know if it was to show he was strong enough that he could just handle him face on and not crumble.
Yeah.
Or give in to that lifestyle again of taking drugs and stuff. Because he said, like, oh, I think... Did he say, I think about it when he said, I could give you a job on the Cottonmouth reboot? Or did he say, yes? I can't remember which one it was.
Anyone, has that been leaked who that is? Or are we not going to mention that anyway, even if you know?
Richard Osman knows. I think we mentioned this before, I can't remember.
Yeah.
So basically, apparently it's known in the entertainment industry. But there was a guy that people have puzzled together saying he looks like him.
Okay.
Who looks like the actor that played him.
Which is completely wrong,
and it's
yeah.
not the right guy. Basically, they've all come out and said that. And even Richard, who wrote it, that he's come out and tagged him and said it's not him. Pack it in.
Yeah.
But a very powerful show. Massively. Yeah. We couldn't... The reason I haven't watched it all so fast is I couldn't binge that show. People have binged it like... It's sadistic. Did you?
Pretty fast, yeah. Just
Stacey couldn't cope in it.
It was rough. And I think that's the thing. I got to the point where I was like, right, I was watching it, I need to get to the end now. So I was like, I just want to watch it because I was a bit like, this is a bit... But it was good. It was actually weren't a bad one. It comes up in unpopular opinions, I believe. No, that's Saltburn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're just thinking of all the bad ones.
Yeah, then, there's just been a few recently that you'd be like, that's a bit mad. But then you're like, it's really good. It's kind of cool to watch, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean... I haven't done a review for that on Instagram, but it doesn't feel like the kind of thing I could review either.
What, Saltburn?
No, I've done Saltburn. Reindeer.
Did you give it 3 drain hole licks out of 10?
No, I gave it 7 licks from...
Oh, did you actually do a joke?
Yeah. 7 licks from the bath plug or something.
Oh, no. I didn't know you actually did a joke. That's 10. Cool. Yeah. Oh, that's quite cool.
I think that got a 7.
Oh, that was me thinking I was the comedian.
No, you're not.
7, Saltburn. Yeah, cool film.
Yeah.
To show you, I watched the first... Honestly, 9/10, and then went to bed. My cousin told me it basically finished. Nothing else happened, so I literally didn't know about the twist.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, to the point where I went back the next day because someone else said, "What about the twist?" And I literally watched. I went back and watched the extra 10 minutes and went, "Oh my god!" She literally said, "Oh, nothing happened."
Did you like the twist of Saltburn?
Well, at the end.
Yeah, with the whole thing that he'd like plotted it.
Oh,
and like. How we got the house.
I don't know. I kind of liked it more when it was all just happening, a bit spiraling out of control.
Yeah, it was weird.
I really fancied the mum in that.
Yeah, God, what's her name? Rosamund Pike.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, the one from Gone Girl.
Rosamund Jenkins.
So yeah, do you want to move on to the unpopular opinions? Is that a smooth transition? Or maybe you press a bit of the soundboard, smooth transition.
I forgot about this one. We've not said about the other film I watched. Happiness for Beginners.
Yeah, you said something about it.
It's got Ellie Kemper in it.
Some shit.
From The Office. Yeah, you wouldn't like it. Ellie Kemper in it, which is ding ding. And the guy who's in Yellowstone as Casey.
I've never watched Yellowstone,
guy. I forgot his name. Look, our listeners may have.
Yeah, okay.
They've probably got taste. They've watched something other than Marvel or Batman over the last 20 years.
Oh, quickly, Sobnote. Ben, Sobnote. You're a loser. What did I say?
Sobnote? Who's a loser?
Sobnote.
Who are you
Ben from work.
Oh, why?
He went the other day. He went earlier. We were talking about Batman. He went, oh, is Batman Marvel? <I was like,
laughs> Okay.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right with that. You should know that. Even I know that, and I don't really follow him.
But all I'll say is, you know, he had a good laugh at me the other day when I exploded that can, but we won't get into that story.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that earlier, and I was in bits. Oh, typical
Steve.
There.
So, let's just...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was a good film, and it is worth a watch. It's just
what's
nice... Netflix. Just come on. I think it got released in 2023. It says, Happiness for Beginners. It's about Ellie Kemper's just aging out. Not aging out, like... And then she wants to...
She goes on a hike. This sounds thrilling. We've already talked enough about
it. It's just lighthearted and nice. I like lighthearted films. It's very lighthearted.
Okay.
God, it doesn't want us to be dark. Like, no, I'll behave. Come on.
So we'll go straight in with the Star Wars ones.
You've all rolled me up now, so I'm going
to
be all...
Thanks to everyone that submitted once again. Like I say, we'll give you a shout out here. Say your name, say your unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
And debate it. So the first one comes in. At veg_out_recipes, the best Star Wars movie is Solo, A Star Wars Story.
I hadn't seen that. I'll be honest, I read them the other day, and I haven't seen that one. That makes me sad.
You've never seen it?
No.
I enjoy it. It's not as bad as everyone said.
No. I've never seen that. Never seen that Instagram post.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I read them the other day. I didn't see that one. So some of my... I weren't aware of that.
Yeah.
No, sorry. That's pointless. That's just... Killed 20 seconds for everyone else. It just blew my mind. But
what do you think?
I'm upset.
You're upset?
Yeah, that's a bit...
A bit too far.
Yeah, I think there's... I can't remember it being good. And I love Han Solo. He's my favourite person in the world. Maybe that's why I didn't like it that much. But that's not. It can't be better than the Empire.
I think to fight the corner of it for Veg Out Recipes is that I feel like it's one of the most fun and simple to watch. You know, someone that doesn't love Star Wars.
That don't sum you up, fun and simple.
But you know what I mean? Like, Rogue One is arguably one of the fantastic films. But if you're not that into Star Wars, that's a hard watch. Whereas Solo is an easy watch.
What, on Pornhub?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, so Star Wars.
So you're dead against it anyway.
No, I'm not dead against it. I like people having their own opinion.
Yeah. But I mean, debating it, you don't agree. But yeah, it's a good one, and I'm happy they do it. And the next ones are probably even bigger.
Go on.
So, at @StarWars_isForEveryone said, Ben Solo's redemption arc over, so better than, Darth Vader's redemption arc.
Yeah, you know what? I've only ever watched them once, you know, the third three. And I watched them a bit.
What? No, Force Awakens, you've only watched once.
So that probably twice.
I've only watched Last Jedi twice.
And if it is, I can't remember, man. I think I watched it on a flight.
He comes. What about flights? He comes good, doesn't he? The fight off, he kills the Knights of Ren, then he runs into Rey, and Palpatine's there, and he helps take her down, and he dies in the process. Spoiler.
Okay.
Whereas obviously everyone knows Darth Vader's arc. The thing is...
Well, Darth Vader, when you actually watch it back, Darth Vader doesn't do a lot.
No.
He really doesn't.
And the only reason we love Darth Vader's redemption arc is because it's six films. You've got now the prequels and saying the Anakin side story. Because really, he's a nothing character. He's an amazing, badass, like...
Imposing.
Villain.
Mm-hmm.
Villain. But really, without them prequels now, the redemption arc was never there. So if you just did it as Darth Vader as the three... And Kylo Ren's is the free. I think you'd have to give it Kylo Ren because, especially in that first Force Awakens when he kills Han, I always felt like that was meant to delve so much more. But The Last Jedi ruined that, and that's what pissed me off.
Yeah, when they killed Han, I kind of, it killed the franchise for me.
No, I loved it. He always wanted to die, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, mate, he's getting on, you know. 83 now, I think.
Yeah. What?
Shh. I can't talk anymore about Harrison Ford. We'll talk about it later. During my quiz.
Ooh, okay. Well, a nice little segue there as well. CinemaCheck_ says, Force Awakens and Last Jedi ain't that bad. It's the freaking last one that's bad. So he's saying Last Jedi
feel really
good.
Bad, man. I meant to be a Star Wars fan.
I know.
And I haven't really watched the last two, but I don't know.
Speak up a little, darling.
I don't know.
I personally love The Force Awakens. It's one of my favourite, and I'll always admit that. And I think people give it over hate. Last Jedi, I'm not a big fan of at all.
Fuck, that was meant to come back.
Maybe go up.
Oh, shit, you're
going to down. Oh, we can't even pause, so we're just going to watch you.
Why can't we pause?
Because we can't.
Right, I think I've done it.
That's fine. I'm Rise of Skywalker, shit film, but I hate The Last Jedi Passion. Did you come and see with it at midnight? Mm. Was it just me, Kai, John and Cam?
I don't think I did. I think I probably bailed.
And
I probably had a really cool...
Because I'd seen The Force Awakens really at midnight cool and Last Jedi.
That probably did really cool.
Call yourself a Star Wars fan.
I'm the worst Star Wars fan in the world.
I know. I can see why CinemaCheck says that, because... I don't know, that third one has got a lot of heavy lifting, and the whole Palpatine coming back stuff is shit.
Mm.
But Yeah. It was Disney that fucked all of these Star Wars films anyway, by not having the same vision through the three of them.
I just think nowadays it's going to be impossible for them to actually bring out a film that everyone actually likes. Like, impossible. Because the story will either get panned or the graphics. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they need to literally take their time. Rather than do the cash cow, wait a while and really get a story together and a cast together. And
well, they're doing another three. Rey's getting another three films now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, but they're doing all the fucking... There's a Mandalorian film coming out.
What's Finn doing?
Finn dead.
Is it?
I don't... No. I don't... No, he's not dead. Not John Boyega's not dead. I thought the character... He ain't coming back, basically. He said he wouldn't.
Well, his character's dead.
No, that's what I meant. They'll probably just say he's dead because he's not coming back. He's already said he won't.
Why?
Just because I think it's like waste. Like, he felt it was wasted.
Okay.
But the big Star Wars one, and the account we gave a shout out to last week, because you're going to hate this, @movie_rating_and_ranking, the whole Star Wars is overrated. Actually, it's awful. Crying tears, laughing emoji.
I am more than happy for people to have their opinion. If they're wrong, they're wrong. No, that's fair. Do you know what? If someone thinks that, then I think the same about Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but I think lots of people think that. Who likes Fast and Furious?
There is people out there that do.
Yeah, I know, like, there is. But
no, I do. The worst people say that. I do. I have watched them.
Just shut up. It's shit.
But no.
We're on Star Wars. Star Wars is overrated.
But if you know sci-fi and stuff, though.
Yeah, 100%.
But if you do like... That'd be the big question. If someone that generally likes sci-fi anyway, and then was just like, I just think the stories are dead.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay.
But then I think that's where the prequels and the sequels have impacted a lot, because that's why people now say it's overrated, because they're included. If it had just been that original trilogy, it would have been a masterpiece.
Mm.
One of the best trilogies of all time. You're weird, though.
Yeah.
That Star Wars section over.
That hurts.
Some tasty
bits. Yeah, some tasty. But I do appreciate the night everyone loves Star Wars.
Yeah, and that's what was good. This one kind of features Star Wars. So, @CommonSenseCritic says, holding a certain type of criticism for a movie / franchise doesn't make you a hater, i.e. you disliking Marvel or Star Wars right now doesn't make you a racist or sexist. Because people have been saying that online and stuff. It's a bit weird.
What's that?
Just basically that just because you dislike a film that's popular,
mm-hmm.
Or hold a certain type of criticism, because I'm quite harsh on my reviews, aren't I? For a movie or a franchise doesn't make you a hater. You can just hate it. So he's backing up movie ranting. It's fine, isn't it? Like, don't get on people's backs.
Yeah.
Just about anything. Like, oh, this person likes Marvel. Don't hate them for liking it. Don't hate them for hating it.
Yeah.
Don't hate them for not liking it. You allow valid criticism. Yeah. Just go for it. Stop just being like, oh, you're a dickhead because you're not being giving everything 10 out of 10. Like, yeah. I've not scored anything a 10 out of 10 on Instagram. And I'm harsh enough with people. But if people want to give it... But if people did want to give it a 10, I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to think if I'd ever give a film a 10 out of 10.
I wouldn't. Because when we had Aaron on, he did say...
Remember the Titans would be close, bro.
You're a madman.
Good Will Hunting.
But yeah, valid
10
point.
10 out of 10.
Valid point, Common Sense Critic. And then this one, Ben.
What?
Let's just press that bloody... Mario death sound.
That's horrible.
Because Joe, our good friend Joe.
Yeah, love Joe. Top bloke.
The Wales Comic Con crew.
Yeah.
Got a few submissions for these. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe says, everyone in The Walking Dead would have been better off without Rick Grimes.
Fired. Oh, my noise then was awful. That could be deleted.
It was a bit of a dick towards the end.
Didn't he do some... Dick moved early doors as well.
Yeah. Not big.
Did he ever do anything massive where he just prioritised his family and put everyone else in trouble for it? Or anything massive like that?
No, he sacrificed his bloody wife.
Yeah, thank God though. Yeah. I hated her. Was she the one in Prison Break?
Yeah.
I hated her in that as well.
Yeah.
I bet she's a lovely woman, you know. And I actually hate her. She irritates me now.
But obviously I've read the comics and Rick's a badass.
I bet she's a character. Yeah, I know a lot of people.
And obviously he dies in the end, #spoiler in the comics. Yeah, but Carl's alive.
I know, but have they finished yet?
Yeah.
I've read it. Well, I just read a spoiler once. And basically, don't you get killed like years after by someone's son?
Yeah. Like, it's all set up fine after they've sorted the Commonwealth out.
Yeah,
set up. Like, the end of the actual show where they've set up, like, links with trains and shit. They've got to that level.
Like,
but Rick dies.
Like Hitler did.
Shut up, you dickhead.
You know, links with trains.
No, links between different, like, not cities, but, you know, like, obviously Atlanta to somewhere. They built train tracks again and got trains working and had like the Commonwealth as a place, like wherever Woodsboro or whatever, all that shit.
Woodbury Common.
All of them places were linked and it was like a proper thriving community. They had, like, Carl lived out on a farm with Sophia.
Who's Sophia?
The one that came out of the barn and got killed. That didn't happen. Did that happen in the comics? She in the second season. So Carl...
What, he lives with a Tom Bear?
No, you dick. She's alive. Who does Carl...
You said she was dead in the barn.
Yeah, in the TV show...
You're mad, mate.
In the TV show, Sophia came out the barn in the second season, got shot dead, didn't she? In the comics, she
everyone moved away
die.
And didn't...
Yeah.
Andrew Lincoln doing the head. Bang, one shot with that massive...
So that gun. Zombie would have been better off without Rick Grimes. Poor little Sophia.
Yeah, but she... She's a zombie, so how's she with Carl at the end?
Because she doesn't die in the comics.
Why'd they get her in the film?
I think it's a different kid in the comics. Yeah. Carol's got another kid or something.
Oh, bloody
hell. But yeah, big one, Joe. And then Tim here, from the con as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to comment on this. You might.
Because
I've never really watched it. And you like rubbish
films. I think I read this.
Carrie from Sex and the City is a terrible person and a bad friend.
No, I did read this and I do agree, yeah, from what I've seen. There's a few programs I watch there where I'm a bit like that. Like Barney's actually a pretty bad friend in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so I think, and from what I've heard about Carrie, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she the Samantha?
She's the main person.
She's Samantha.
Matthew Broderick's wife. No, Samantha is.
Carrie's
the main person in Sex City. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Did Matthew Broderick kill someone?
Yeah, in a car accident.
Yeah. Whoa. Allegations. Allegedly killed someone.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Fair play. Weren't you Go-Go Gadget?
Yeah.
Did you like
rebooted
that? Did you like that when you were younger?
No, I thought it was shit.
I liked it.
I didn't mind the cartoon.
I wanted a lighter for a finger.
Yeah, all right.
So, anyway, back to my thing.
So, yeah. So, my sister did a few.
Yep.
Sarah. Bake Off is shit. Friends is overrated. How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang Theory are garbage. There's only one I've got an opinion on there, so you might as well slate or hate.
Just go past it. I don't want to get angry at your siblings. Because obviously it's just...
Fuck her, she said the Bake Off is shit and I love it.
The Bake Off shit, I didn't mind that
I think
opinion.
We mentioned
the How I Met Your Mother hurt and Friends hurt. Big Bang Theory, I can see it.
Yeah, I don't
get But it. Also, I do get, 100% get your sister though, if you don't like one of them, you could easily not like any of them.
That's why I don't like How I Met Your Mother.
So I'm very much
like... It feels frenzy.
So as much as it's
and
not
then, I always
opinion.
Said the Big Bang was the next Friends, but it just didn't keep going because Sheldon said I'm out. That would have could have kept going like Friends, you know.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, that would have beat it, I think. Honestly,
but
it's Sheldon
that
went,
now,
that went now I'm done.
He wants to do more dramatic. He like doing theatre and stuff, doesn't he? But, before I was rudely interrupted...
Carry on, then.
What are we talking about? Oh, your sister? Yeah, as much as I don't want to... It's the complete... She's basically clearly got the complete opposite of... What she's like, so I can't...
Yeah, but you don't like the Bake Off, do you? You don't.
No, that is the only thing I do, but I don't... I don't get the obsession with the Bake Off, but I will watch it. But mainly just if I'm just makes me hungry, though.
Yeah. And that's not hard for you.
Who's presenting it now?
Noel Fielding and Alison Hammond. I don't mind on it. She's all right.
I like Alison Hammond. She's from Big Brother.
Yeah.
From years.
I've met her.
Oh, yeah.
She was at Foss Park in Leicester.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Just a little bit of... Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, you did meet her.
Slept job of the week.
Do you stop touching my legs?
Right.
It'd be this one. Stop touching my legs.
You're just doing the Mario Death again.
No, awkward.
Right, moving on. Another... No, I definitely don't agree with this, Ben Ridgway. I love you, and thank you for doing all these awesome animations, but The Dark Knight is not a far superior film to The Dark... The Dark Knight Rises is a far superior film to The Dark Knight, is what Ben Ridgway says.
So I agree. I agree.
No, you don't.
I do agree.
Get the fuck off my podcast.
No. My podcast.
Fuck off.
I own you.
Ridgway.
I fully agree, yeah.
I'm going to stop recording.
What? How is it not?
You're
just because the longevity of it, just the length of it. The Joker's pathetic. No, I don't. Getting antsy, are we? honestly, he's the third best villain in all the Batman. Iceman. from Top Gun, though.
Not from Batman and Robin.
Ice Guy, Schwarzenegger, Poison Ivy,
OG Bane,
and Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is actually a sick one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's why he's top.
So yeah, that's out.
And you're not even putting Heath Ledger in.
No, I'm sorry. I went off track.
I will go. I've got a fucking cardboard cut out of me down there. Yeah. I'll just stick here instead, all right?
Do a fucking better job.
Bastard.
It's not a far superior film.
You can't say
you have
far
loads
superior.
Of action, you have loads of bits going on.
He gets his back broken halfway through, mate.
He comes back and does more shit.
He fucks off and does stupid shit.
And at the same time, you've got Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his chiseled look running around the city helping people out.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt carrot shit in it. Oh, I'm Robin, fuck off.
I'm walking off.
Marion Cotillard's death in it is fucking god awful.
Marion.
The whole Talia al Ghul, Bane's my lover, lover. Bane dies shit. All that
Bane's death
is
poor. Just one little shitty fist fight, and then that was really disappointing.
He gets hit by a Catwoman on a bike. That's it.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
That's how he dies.
But that's what I mean, and then just him punching his mouth off.
And then Talia even just dies in a car accident.
So does that mean Batman kills Bane? Or did it technically mean
Catwoman did, yeah.
Batman's a naughty boy, though.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a Batman, like a comic, where he kills people?
Yeah, that's why the whole one with Ben Affleck, he kills people in the in the Justice League and that.
Oh, awesome.
It's like there's a bit where he uses a gun at one point.
Good.
I liked his portrayal of Batman. A lot of people gave it shit, but it was fun.
I liked his portrayal of
But yeah, we're not
J-Lo's
having a far
lover.
Superior. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But he did add as well, Nicolas Cage is also the greatest actor of all time.
You got off me there, but we'll talk. No, I do like Nicolas Cage.
He is great.
He doesn't do anything wrong for me.
No.
Do you know, like Face Off, Con Air? Oh, Face Off, though, is an absolute banger, by the way.
I've never seen Face Off.
You've never seen Face Off?
Never seen it.
Oh, my days. If Ben Ridgway doesn't...
Ben Ridgway.
Is that who's just said about...
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a go at you for not watching Face Off, I don't know what will. John Woo, mate, at his finest.
It's John Woo in it, yeah.
John Travolta's playing Nicolas Cage, and Nicolas Cage is playing John Travolta.
I know the whole thing.
It's so good. I can't believe you've not watched it. The woman in it is gorgeous as well. I forgot her name. It's his sister. Nicolas Cage's sister. No, his girlfriend. I don't know who it is. It might be his sister, actually.
Right, can we move on?
You need to watch Face Off, bro.
I'll watch it and I'll report back. Okay. That was still going. So then we have from @_mr.movies_, both Spider-Man verse movies, so into and across the Spider-Verse. Are overrated.
Well, I did say they were the one. It was either that or the Turtles one that got me back into watching
Turtles,
cartoons.
Yeah, you said that last week.
And then this was really good. I've not watched the second one, but I've not had a good chance. I've never had the channel or whatever it is, or I've been travelling or whatever.
Don't know if I've got it on DVD.
I would like to.
It's on Sky.
Is it good?
It's good. Look, I agree that I think that one's a bit overrated because everyone was saying it was better than the first. I prefer the first. I think I gave the first a 9 out of 10 on Instagram. And reviewed
that
it.
Is high
and
for
the
you.
Second I'd give a 7. But the second's very much building up for the third film. It feels like half a film. That's the problem. So when you view that second one, you might go, okay, no, damn, this is amazing.
I can literally hear that song as I'm watching him skateboard for the start. The Post Malone song. Yeah.
Back to my place in the Madrid.
Whoa. A bit forward. Ooh. Yeah, basically. I think they're good. I think the first one's very good, and I've not seen the second one, so.
Yeah. But it's funny enough, because I said to him, yeah, I do agree. I think across it, but not into. And he said, well, actually, I think it's the other way round. So he thinks the more overrated was into. And I know my sister don't like it.
Well, by the sounds of it, she doesn't like anything, does
well,
she?
Well, no, good point.
What does she like?
She's watched Baby Reindeer. She watches, like...
Chucking stuff at children. Just misery. Sorry, Sarah. Does she listen?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And my niece does.
Oh, you swore, though.
Yeah, no. She's not meant to watch it. She's wrong. She's 10.
Okay.
Logan did come in the other day and went, Daddy, you're on YouTube. And I'm like, who's been showing you? And he was like, Evie. And I went, you're not allowed to watch it. It's got loads of swearing in it. Sorry.
Would you say we spell it? I think you spell more than me.
Probably.
I had a good upbringing though.
Right, let's carry on though, because we've got a few. We might have to drop the Chris or the quiz. Then we've got time.
I'll just say I'm really quick.
So, Dagsota underscore Weeb, his submission is Deadpool 2 is better than Deadpool. You've not got much of an opinion on this, have you? I think you've only seen the first.
I have seen the second. Well, can you just remind me what happened in the second?
So, you've got Cable, which is Josh Brolin's in it. And you've got Domino, the lucky girl one. And
not ringing any bells.
No, you don't. Look, I think.
Go on.
I rewatched it the other day and I dismissed Deadpool 2 a lot, but I rewatched it. And I really enjoyed it. More than I think I'd do the first.
That's good that you went back with an open heart.
So I agree.
What would you rate it now out of 10?
I could probably give them both a 7.
Okay.
I think Deadpool 2 I'd prefer more.
Okay. I might watch them then.
Yeah.
I think I did watch the first one.
You have watched
it. He gets a fucked
up
face, doesn't he?
A fucked up face.
In that, like an air compressor. Was he putting an air fryer? Is that what air fryers got famous? Was it a ninja air fryer?
No.
Oh.
So, moving on. Underscore Critic Underscore 27. You won't have an opinion on this, so it's all on me again. Iron Man 3 is the best Iron Man movie.
I have seen that one, because it's got... Shit, it's not. Mickey Rourke's in 2, isn't he? 3?
Set at Christmas.
Oh, no, I don't think I have then. He's Santa.
There's a weird bit where he crashes down and he's with his kid for ages. Cause he's
I've seen it then. I've seen it in the cinema as well, yeah.
But it has the weird Mandalorian twist where it's Ben Kingsley's playing him as an actor.
What?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
My hay fever's going mad.
Is it? Why don't you cry about it?
Ben Kingsley, yeah, he's the big bad Mandarin. He bombs like Tony Thing and then actually it's Guy Pearce's character. Look, Iron Man 2 is terrible. Iron Man 1 started the MCU, so it gets a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a bit dull compared to the others now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand if that's your opinion, to fair. It's not a bad one. 12. So, at Jake Cross underscore film reviews, 2001 A Space Odyssey is incredibly boring and overrated.
Banging nail time.
100% agree as well.
I watched it once and I hated it.
I hated it as well. And that's Ben Stone's favourite film.
Is it? How is he getting on, Ben?
I haven't spoken to him while I need to. It was coming up these ends and then we forgot to meet up, is it? I don't like that film. The house stuff at the end. The house stuff at the end's good. The rest is boring. But I just don't. I get that at the time it was probably a technical marvel, but it's crap.
What's it? Boring.
2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, I just hated it. I can't even talk about it. I literally watched it once.
So we agree. So
I was about 20 when I was really getting into my films and then just read it. It was meant to be good and it was terrible.
Yeah. So our boy Aaron's underscore collection says writers should have more awards and credits than actors.
Yeah. I think in regard to certain stuff.
Yeah.
There's only a certain amount of films. I mean, you aren't really spot. It's not a good script. They've got nothing to work with. I'm really excited. I think I've said this on the pod yet, though. I'm really excited for John Krasinski. I think he's going to go big.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it at cinema.
I think he's going to go big, you know, like as in worldy big.
Yeah. And no, wholeheartedly agree. And it's like, obviously, we talked about Fall Guy and stunts getting recognition.
Mm.
So definitely agree with that one. I cannot read that name, can you?
Jonah Koo underscore
2. And I can't comment on this because I've only ever seen the first, which is Aeroplane 2 is on about on par with the first.
I honestly think if I've watched them both, I've enjoyed them, but...
You can't tell which one's which.
To the point where I can't remember thinking they were...
I think they did research a lot of jokes in it.
But then I think I'd gone... I was on my Austin Powers Gold member at that point before. I went to it late. If I'd seen it when I was younger, I think I'd have loved it more. I think they are funny, because when the clips come up, sometimes when you're like scrolling for a reel, and it's... what? There's a couple in there. There's one where he's in the cockpit, and he goes, can we land or something? He says... Do you know which one's mine?
Just little reels on it. The best quote in the world as well is I chose the wrong wheat to stop sniffing glue. It is a good quote. We did an episode on quotes. Go back to the audio ones and listen to that on Spotify and all your other places. So, next one. At Dolphin Reaper underscore film says Cars 2 is the best one and Call Me By Your Name is a boring film film until the last 10 minutes. So Call You By Your Name, I haven't ever seen.
I want to say it's about homosexuals.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the main thing. It's Timothy Chalamet's coming out story, basically. I think, yeah. Like a, you know. Cool. But then I think it has a bit of twist and heartbreak in it and stuff. Okay. I've not seen it, so I can't say on that. But fair enough. But Cars 2 is the best one. I'm guessing he means like the Cars films.
I've not noticed ever.
But, yeah, better than Fast on the
Furious. I've never seen two. I only watched one for the first time at Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
So I only watched three?
I've gone through this for you. No, because I've not been back. Oh my god, sorry, we're running over time.
See, I don't really like
it. I watched Ratatouille for the first time. I watched The Incredibles 1 and 2 for the first time. Okay. Love The Incredibles, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, number 2 ain't great. I love Ratatouille a lot more now than I used to, you know. But Pixar's fallen off a bit. But yeah, I don't. Yeah, Cars 2, so you've only seen Cars 1 and 2.
No, and I did enjoy Cars 1, I've not seen 2.
Two's weird because it flips it to a spy thriller. So becomes like a undercover agent.
Yeah.
And Michael Caine is a car in it.
No, it sounds terrible.
It ain't great. So, but I'm glad he enjoys it. Sorry, we don't agree. I mean, we obviously spoke this a bit about on the last pod, and it's at movie_rating_ranking again. We are clear, Rebel Moon, both films aren't good, but they aren't the disaster people say they are either.
Basically, that is what my brother said, pretty much.
I've only seen the first, I've not even seen part two yet, and I didn't enjoy it. It's so forgettable. It looks great, but it's forgettable. That's the biggest problem.
It looks like it's just a big
budget. I wouldn't say it's a dumpster fire, but.
I love Charlie Hunnam. So he's having a few misses, isn't he? King Arthur weren't good. But then again, if you've taken the wrong scripts, because they are, that is the right as well.
I mean, now we've got to do it for you.
I'm not far. No! He's up here.
Is it there? Yeah, he might be up there, but you just shot us fired. You're a horrible, horrible guy.
Charlie, I'm sorry.
So, and this is the one, after you spoke about it earlier, you'll probably really agree with, at CinemaCheck_back, with Saltburn is actually a very freaking cool movie, and I'm tired of people pretending that it's not.
Yeah, we've just spoke about it, obviously, but yeah, I like Saltburn. I thought it was an alright watch. Like I say, I've missed the last 15, and then watched it a second time.
So, like we said, we've discussed it all a bit today anyway, so... Mm-hmm. I don't want to linger on that one too much, but it's definitely submission. I think people just... I heard, because I've never seen before, someone... When I did my review on it, and I did about it missing out on the Oscars, someone went, Saltburn, the modern talented Mr. Ripley. But I've never seen the talented Mr. Ripley.
Matt Damon?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I know of it.
So I'm... But that intrigued me to watch that. So...
I know he like seduces people and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bit different.
@_film_loving_dragon added, Donald Bluth's animated films are underrated and deserve more love. So I'm going to read you some, because I had to research to see what he
did.
And then
it? Donald Bluth?
Don Bluth. Anastasia.
Anastasia, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes.
Titan
A.E., The Secret of the Nymph.
I actually had the two that you had, Anastasia.
Dragon's Lair, which I think was a game. Who did the animation? The Fox and the Hound.
Ooh, banger.
That's the animation department he's on then.
Some bangers, though. Anastasia, I only watched for the first time the other year. I didn't realise that was a true story. Or what they thought was a true story.
Oh, is it?
It was like a... Yeah, it was like a folklore that basically, when these people got raided out, like the king did or whatever it was, by whoever, this army.
Oh.
Mutiny kind of thing. And then he basically, his daughter had escaped, but they actually found a body, buried with the rest of them.
He obviously did The Land Before Time as well.
Oh my god!
An American Tale. I don't know if you've ever seen
Absolute bangers.
So yeah, they are underrated.
All Dogs Go to Heaven's a banger, by the way.
Yeah, no people talk about. What film no one ever talks about that I love? The Brave Little Toaster. Did you ever see that bad boy?
No, it sounds terrible. It's about a toaster.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's an animation.
Oh cool, who by?
I don't know.
Yeah, no one else does. It just sounds shocking. You have been just. Yeah, you have that.
Right, and then we've got two more from one person.
Did you ever watch Basil the Great Mouse Detective?
Yeah, I love that.
I had some Looney Tunes Lego turn up. Banging.
These are last unpopular opinion. Ready?
It's all about you again.
We'll get them in there. So, one of these is the big one. At Celluloid_Sam. So this bit I agree with, and I think you will. Most Most Best Picture winners are overrated and not worth your time.
Yeah, I think I've agreed that much.
There's a lot.
A lot of them just go for the Oscar as well now, rather than the actual
Oscar bait shit.
Making a good film.
Yeah.
There was one the other year about someone dropping a bomb. I can't put my finger on it. Weren't even worth remembering the name.
That was shots fired at Christopher Nolan.
I like Christopher Nolan, though. I actually like everyone in it. I just hate the film. Sorry, well, I'm not going to talk about it.
This is the big one from Celluloid Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And she elaborates.
Which is good. I used to know a girl called Celluloid Sam.
Right. Awful, horrible person, you are. Toy Story is bad because Woody is the villain.
Oh, I did read this.
So this is how she elaborates. Well, for one, he's selfish as fuck.
Yeah.
It's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
He tried to murder Buzz.
Yeah, he did actually, yeah.
He tried to undermine Bo Peep's choices in the fourth movie.
I've tried to blank it out, but yeah, I think he does. It sounds like Woody.
Puts the toys in danger multiple times. There's just so much.
Yeah. He's not wrong. Not wrong.
Sure.
You know what we were on about earlier? Like, he does seem to get him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to watch him review it differently now, isn't it?
But he's my favourite, you see. I like him more than Buzz.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're Woody boy.
Yeah, my actual favourite is it the dinosaur?
Rex.
Yeah.
Ham.
Ham's cool, yeah. Ham's cool. Mr. Piggy's cool. They're all really good. It's actually really cool. The first three films are so good.
Yeah, incredible.
And then we grew up.
Alongside Andy.
Andy's like 40. Soon as we're on a thing saying, if you want to feel old, Andy's now finally, he's retired and he's prying his prunes. Andy's 80.
Right. So, guys, thank you very much for them submissions, everyone that did. Love them. Good debate. We might follow that in the future. So, what do you want to do first?
Oh, tell you what.
Game, lame, or tame?
I think we've only got one time for one.
No,
we'll do both. We'll get through this one really quick. Ready?
Okay. So, Chris Hemsworth. We're saying here, game is like they're on top of the game. We love them, basically everything they do.
Yeah.
Tame is like they're all right.
Yeah.
I can.
How much time we got? What time is it?
We're 52 minutes in.
Oh, we've got an hour.
And lame, we just don't like them. Or
okay. Ready?
You've got to put someone in lame though. You can't not put us. Chris Hemsworth first.
Yeah, so. Chris Hemsworth.
I'm going just tame.
See, I don't think we should discuss it. We can just whip through it. How long have we got?
We'll be all right.
Okay, you just tame.
Yeah.
You've not done anything.
Game would be four, but he's even
if Extraction 2 was as good as Extraction 1.
I've not seen that. He's got Furiosa next, though, so we might watch that and come back and say that he could
We'll come back to it. Okay, we'll whip over it quickly now as a demonstration of what we're going to do, and then we'll come back and discuss.
Come back to these after we've done.
Okay. Chris Pine.
Lame? Yeah. I think so. I know people love Dungeons and Dragons.
His face
but it was fine.
Bothers me. Like, I like it, and I'm not being horrible.
Face bothers you.
Yeah. My face bothers him, you mean?
Yeah.
You just
sorry.
Chris Pratt. You hate him because obviously he doesn't support the gays at his church or whatever you're always going about.
That's what the internet says. I don't trust that at all. Tame.
Oh my god, you're never happy. Okay. I'm not going to argue it because we're just getting through them. Tarrant.
Wait. What? Chris Tarrant.
Yeah. Who wants to be a millionaire?
I'm
not what?
Still going on that one.
Right,
so
lame or tame?
Lame. I'm going game. What are you on
about?
No, he's got to go in lame just for this.
Chris Bale. Christian Bale.
Game, actually. He's a quality.
Even without Batman, I will actually let you say you're not
doing
that.
Even without Terminator, where he's fucked up.
Not just because you just leave Stacey for Batman.
But he's done The Machinist and stuff as well, hasn't he? Like, incredible.
Deliverance. That's my name. Not Deliverance. Divergent. No, not Divergent. The Magic One. Him and Hugh Jackman.
The Prestige.
Yeah. Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God I got there. I knew what I was on about. Right, okay, next one. Kamara.
Game.
Yeah,
it's got to be game for
the football fans, they'll appreciate that. Brown.
got to being lame.
Why?
Because he punches women.
Thank you. That's correct.
Allegedly.
No. Is that allegedly? No, I think it's all he went to court and everything, yeah. That was over Leona Lewis, you know, apparently.
All right.
Or all Alexander right. Burke, one of them. Because Chris Brown was all over her.
Okay.
Right, sorry. Okay.
Not in that moment.
Chris Evans.
Game.
I'm on about the radio show host. You're weird.
Hey, you did smack. No. Oh,
what? You did what?
He did go out of Amanda Holden.
Yeah, he did. You could say smash.
Yeah, but he's even said that, didn't he? Yeah. He said, oh, well, he said before, didn't he? Well, yeah, well, at least I've shagged Amanda Holden.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, but the film star, yeah, Chris Evans. I think he's tame. Thank you. Then again, he did Not Another Teen Movie, weren't it? Or whatever.
Yeah, I love that.
And he was class in that.
And I love him.
He's not done much else, has he?
Not, yeah, he's done a few. He did that thing with Ana de Armas that didn't do well that I've not watched. Mm. But that, which was the Russo brothers that did that, who did Endgame. Mm-hmm. So he's obviously done all the Marvel films. Knives Out.
Knives in that?
Yeah, the first one.
Knives Out.
Knives.
Knives.
Just get on with it.
Sorry. Right. Ah! Christopher Walken.
Game.
Yeah, he's game. He's classic. His voice is so good. You know what I liked him the most? Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Jungle Book, he was so good.
Although he's in Dune Part 2 and he just is Christopher Walken.
Do you want to play a game on this one? You've got to say what you think it's going to be.
Guess. It's going to be a lame one.
Okay. You're going lame?
Yeah.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah. You've got to put it.
What? Game?
Lame, I said.
As a husband and a
phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah, but
phenomenal. My favourite wrestling memory will be Eddie and Chris Benoit holding the titles at the end of WrestleMania 20, I think it was. That's my favourite wrestling moment of all time, but it's tarnished. And I have to take that away from what happened. And even if people on the internet don't believe it happened, I don't know. But
no, fair play, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
But yeah, fair play. So that was the Chris game.
Game, lame, or game, tame, or lame. Game, tame, or lame. I had one more. You've missed one.
Who?
Chris Rock.
Oh, my God.
You go.
Oh, game. I love him.
Okay.
And no, there's another one. Chris Tucker. Game
as
well. Chris
Tucker? Yeah, game.
I love them both. Just from Rush Hour. I love Rush Hour. We've talked about Rush Hour. They're so good.
So good. So good.
Interracial relationships. Like mine and yours.
Let's wrap up with the Star Wars quiz.
Sorry about this, folks. He's going on a bit.
Right. So I've got to get. So we've set now. Got to tell them about the problem I've got now. How many have you done? 10.
Steve's coming now.
Have you done 10?
What?
Have you done 10? Yeah, I've got a score 7 or more.
Yeah.
And for everyone, I get less than 7. So if I get 5, I have to watch 2 episodes of Friends. If I get 1, I have to watch 9 episodes of Friends. Yeah. So he could be a nice guy and absolute prick here.
Nah, these are pretty easy. Obviously, we're going to stick to the same format as last time. There's going to be 1.
Married to?
Yeah,
so just say what the category is before you say the question.
Oh God! So something that's happening this week. What came out from Star Wars on May the 4th? What show? I didn't know if this was big news or not. I'll be honest, because I have to just Google something for the week. I have to.
What show came out on May the 4th that's just gone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, not in 2025.
So it's not The Acolyte. That's not come out yet.
Je ne parle pas. Who's that guy in it?
Carrie Ann Moss. We saw obviously when we went to see Phantom Menace, they gave us an extended look at it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Fuck. What? So there was a show.
Yeah, but you might not have been big then, so I will.
Bad Batch, is it season 3?
It's got money. Awkward. No, it's not.
What is it?
Tales of the Empire. You knew it had come out as well, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I think I've seen it on Disney.
That might be it. I will go back to that one and find you a new one if that goes to the decision. Who did Frank Oz play in Star Wars?
Oh, he's a fucking Yoda.
Yeah. Well played.
Because he did. You know how I know that? He was also Kermit.
Yeah, I think he might have been. I don't know.
He was, you can.
So that was obviously who played who. Yeah, you're getting banned off YouTube. And I'm going to have to go solo. I don't want to. Not sponsor. If anyone wants to apply for Steve's job, it's yours. It'll be less hard work than it is.
Come on then.
What year did Carrie Fisher die?
Fuck off.
This is what year? The round what year? Steve watching Friends.
So, how old is Rise of Skywalker? 2020.
Oh, Not even close. 2016.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That long ago, Carrie Fisher died.
Yeah, man.
Fuck. Okay.
I think if this is wrong, please come at me, bro. But I'm going to go for yes. In which non-Star Wars film does the main character quote, "Silence, Earthlink. My name is Darth Vader. I'm an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan."
The Spaceballs.
There's going to be some disappointed fans out there for the biggest Back to the Future fan around.
Oh shit, where he comes out the garage.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever watched it.
How upset are you? I've got one right.
Oh my god, there's so many friends. This is number 10 now. This is the round where. Where was Leia's home planet?
Alderaan.
Oh, I didn't think you'd get that. Well played, mate. Oh, right.
So this is proper Star Wars.
But this is the Oscar one. They've never won an Oscar apart from like sound effects stuff.
Yeah.
So it's what TV series did Ewan McGregor win a Golden Globe?
Fuck off.
That's
Wait.
Come on, you've got it. I've got it. Come on, Steve.
It's the one where he met Mary Elizabeth Winstead on. His wife.
Ooh.
And
based in
it's between.
Yeah.
It's between, and this is going to kill me.
Go on.
Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And True Detective.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going. Okay. I'm going Fargo.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding. Well done, mate. That's good. I'm going to give you an applause. There we go. Right. That was really good. That's good. Talk over it, can't we?
I don't know.
Okay, now this is who's married to? Who's married to Harrison Ford?
I have no idea.
She's famous.
She's an actress.
Mm-hmm. I thought you would know it. I've actually wrote down, I'll take either name, because if you knew just the character she played in a TV series in America in the early 90s, I'll let you have it.
Cheers?
No, her name's Calista Flockhart, and she was in...
Calista Flockhart?
She played a lawyer, I believe. Sorry if that's wrong, guys.
Oh, is it the ginger one from Will and Grace?
No, but you're in the right area. Ally McBeal.
Oh, shit, yeah, he is, isn't he?
No, I've just made it.
There's his little hands.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Can I pick what episode you've got to watch?
I thought I'd just have to start from the start.
Yeah, you do, actually. You'll be, well, the way you're going, you'll have finished it by next week.
Yeah.
Right. Who was the composer for the original Star Wars? This is music related. Soundtrack related.
So John Williams is the
name. Yeah, you got it. I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah?
What film and who said, this is a quote question.
I've already had a quote.
I love you, I know.
So I love you is Leia.
Yeah.
Played by Carrie Fisher.
Correct.
And I know is Han Solo, played by Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
In the end of Empire Strikes Back when he's about to go carbonite.
Correct, my friend. That was a little bit easy. I was going to go for an absolute banger of like just an absolute joke of one saying, okay. Like that's just the whole quote. And it's just someone in the middle of like Attack of the Clones.
Someone that's going to Comic Cons and charging 30 quid for their order.
Yeah, literally. Personalised. You've done the quote.
Yeah.
Oh, did that too early. That's fine. What came out first? Rogue One? Or The Force Awakens?
Force Awakens.
I wish I'd written the answer down. Roten. Ooh, Roten.
It's definitely Force Awakens. Don't even have to Google it.
What year?
Yeah. 2011.
No, much later. 2016 was the Rogue One.
You just said Carrie Fisher died in 2016. Yeah, so she could have one. So Force Awakens before that.
Yeah.
I said 2011.
2015.
Was it only 15?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you were terrible. Oh my God, let's count them up and see how many episodes.
No, but I got that question right, you idiot, because I said The Force Awakens.
No.
Yes, it came out first, so I got it right. You only said guess, not when.
I
guessed the year 10 on the
episodes.
Other question.
You've got to do a whole series now, friend.
No, I haven't. 10
cause
episodes.
Because of behaviour.
Count how many I've got right.
Because of behaviour, you've got to
count
do 10
Count how many I've got right.
Right. Wrong. Correct. Wrong. Wrong.
And you're losing 2 points, I reckon, for the not getting the Back to the Future one. I bet you wish you could go back to the question. Right, you got Fargo, Just. I'll let you have that one.
Fuck off, Just. I'll decide for that one.
I'll let you have that one. Rogue One or The Force Awakens.
I said The Force Awakens.
Okay, correct.
So
wrong.
Four?
I'll put it in twice. Is that only nine? Oh, shit.
You've dragged this out.
I'll come on. Okay, you count it up. What?
I'll just count how many. You count how many I've got right.
What show came out first? Wrong. Wrong.
And what show came out this year? Week.
What came out tomorrow?
I'm counting how many questions. You're counting how many I've got right.
Okay. Who did Frank Oz play in Star Wars?
Correct. That was right. So you count one.
What year did Carrie Fisher die? Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Silence Earthling. Incorrect. Where was Leia's home planet? Alderaan, correct. Fargo, correct. Callista Lockhart, incorrect. John Williams, correct. I Love You, I Know, correct. What came out? No! You got seven.
Did I?
But I only did nine. I think I only did nine questions.
No, you must have done.
Yeah, don't matter. Don't matter.
I don't think I got seven.
You got seven if I give you a question. You just, it's like, yeah. Oh, no way. I thought you actually were doing the couple.
Oh, you've
clawed some way back there. Some of the people
I've got some in the road, didn't I, with the John Williams and stuff. No, my shit.
You cheated a couple of times.
Well, good to be back.
We've tried to do this four times this week, guys. It's been well annoying.
Yeah, we are sorry about the wait. But again, let us know what you've loved this week, what you've not loved, so we can make improvements. Is the lighting better?
Should I grow my beard back?
Yeah.
Not that anyone would have seen.
Is the video better? Because obviously, people, we know we need a couch.
Is it clearer?
We're going to get a couch at some point.
I'll just take these out and get my legs under.
But so just turn the lights down to red. Oh, shit. That went very red. That ain't red on the camera, though.
This is where our business starts now. We've got a few blokes coming in, so get the red on.
Yeah, so we're going to try and sort the electrics out.
Let them know I'm a working girl.
No, because you can't see the red on the camera.
Wow.
So, but yeah, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers. Thank you. And you stay cultured.